glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 through 20. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. It's our Prime Life Times in Review, which is what we like to do and share and read from our Prime Life Times publication, which is informative, engaging, and positive for the active lifestyle. For all of you that are tuned in today, it's a great publication. Marianne, our editor-in-chief, joins me in the studio. I know somebody some weeks ago said, "You don't introduce Marianne all the time because you're just like
here.
A regular." She's just here.
Part of the furniture.
Aww. But she's our editor-in-chief extraordinaire. How's that?
Thank you.
Works on many different radio projects, helps co-host a number of programs, and has served this radio ministry for, 5 years and a few months with the Prime Life Times.
Almost seven.
And then, and then volunteering for a time or two. And then,
what a nice piece of furniture you are. Yes, thank you.
I see we have purple and blue and aqua. I was going to say, not just coloring, but fabric upholstery. That's what I was going to say.
Upholstery.
See a piece of furniture.
Yeah, that's really nice.
And then Dee Chesser, our free agent for Jesus, that's a content contributor, our children's choir director, which hopefully in the coming days will be relaunched, and assists and supports the radio ministry and comes here and helps us usually once a month with the Prime Life Times reading. And today you're going to read about A Piece of the Puzzle by Dee Chesser.
We need all the parts.
Amen.
In our lives.
That scripture was wonderful.
Hey, before you read this, and then we'll address some listener letters, we'll read some of the feedback from our listeners. I want to point out there's still time if you're listening to the morning airing of Mark and Friends. At noon today, Jason Schiffel will help facilitate a discussion on why is the Trinity so important. So on Wednesday, we have a studio audience that participates in the program for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, and today's topic is why is the Trinity so important. So if you want to be a part of that, show up at noon today to our studios here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, right between Lenscrafters and Old Navy. We have our own private outdoor entrance, and be seated right at noon, because we usually talk through, pray up the program, and then we begin with our discussion, why is the Trinity so important? And then a sneak preview on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Monday, July 25th, I'll have, Lord willing, Dave and Kay Lemons in the studio. They're going to talk about their recent trip to Croatia. I think the News Gazette did a little expose or a little story. What's an expose? Yeah.
That's exposing something wrong. Like expose.
Oh, okay.
No, that's all wrong.
So that's when there's corruption or
they're
uncovering
the expose
things.
Of the government.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew it was a good word, but not,
it's a fine word.
Yeah, but not used.
I don't
used
think so.
Only in the right ways. So
they did a piece on them. They did an article on them.
News
story.
And they're going to talk about meeting up with their Operation Christmas Child Sue Box recipient after all these years, and how that worked together, because the individual was from Ukraine, and because of the displacement all that's going on with the war, he happened to be in Croatia, and they got to meet up with him, and all the God's sighting stories that
was
pulled
wonderful.
That together. And then, Lord willing, on Tuesday, July July 26, Wayne Shepherd will be a part of the program. Many of you are familiar with him from the Moody Broadcasting Network and some of the shows that he hosts. He's been, to me, the gold standard of Christian radio. He's just a phenomenal person that interviews people and keeps the topic lively or interesting. And he's going to be joining me on the phone along with a local organizer, Tim Pico, who got the vision from the Lord some months ago of how can he step out and help the people in Ukraine, those that are displaced or going without food and suffering. And so he's working together to put on a Unity for Ukraine. It's going to happen at Meadowbrook Church on Friday, August 5th, 7 to 9 p.m. There'll be a worship band there. There'll be others that'll share. And Wayne Shepherd's going to come down and participate in that.
That's great.
And it'll be tangible ways on how we can help those in Ukraine. And so that'll be on Friday, August 5th. But that should be scheduled for testimony Tuesday. So I look
forward to
working with them and with Dave and Kay Lemons on Monday.
Lots going on.
Jason for Friday.
Wow.
And those of you that want to join us today for that live session of Mark and Friends. So, woohoo. Okay, those are all my announcements. We had a great Zoom meeting with our team yesterday. That was kind of fun. I guess I got on a roll, Marianne. We kind of laughed about it earlier today, but I didn't have really much to say other than I was going to lead the devotions, and I love talking about
that. Took about 25 minutes.
That was about one of my favorite verses, Colossians 3:23. And then that led into talking about some other things that I thought would be helpful. And then I just kept going and going and going. And Nancy Miller, one of our board members, got on about a half hour late.
Yeah.
She just got on to the tail end, and she wrote me later on and saying, oh, that was so wonderful and fascinating. And if you'd walk us all through, our staff or the board, how they excel for the Lord, I use. Well, I won't go into it.
We could do it again.
Whole program. But anyway, it was a life changer years ago.
I think it'll
be very helpful for our team and then for our board. But yeah, so I brought up a bunch of different things about that, and it was kind of interesting, the feedback. So
that was very good. It's interesting you said the gold standard, because I was thinking of media. I was thinking today of Mark and Marianne, giants in Christian media, radio, etc., in Central Illinois.
Take her temperature. She's getting delusional.
Whoever are you talking about?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dee. That's kind.
Well, thank you, God, that we have the ability to do this. Mm-hmm. And that happened to do with some of the things I said is, you know, we're not great at it, but our hearts are right. We're passionate about the ministry and what God can do with it. And so we just felt like, you know, that we all got to operate in our areas of giftedness.
Yes, yes.
And yet also recognize we're never going to probably be the best, but we're not going to be the worst either. And just to operate in the knowledge that God maybe has called you to do something and do it as well as you can and be satisfied with that.
Well, I'll tell you, for my part, anything that I do right ever is all glory to God. I promise you. Well, and you're each a piece of the puzzle. That's fits
a
right
piece
in
of
here.
The puzzle.
Hey,
that fits right in.
Good transition.
That's a great, good article on page A10. Shall we read? You betcha. Okay. That's a Minnesota saying, you know.
Oh, yeah. You betcha. You betcha.
You betcha. When I was younger, much younger, I thought those who were 10 to 20 years older were really, really old. Now that I am on the other side of young,
I like that, the other side of young.
I realized those people weren't old at all. But I do remember how some of them influenced my life, my way of thinking, and how I deal with things now, so many years later. Really, really lots and lots of years later. That wasn't in the article. I also remember people who were truly old and the way they touched my life. Some were just acquaintances and others were loved ones, but they all left their mark. Like so many puzzle pieces, each one... Mark is doing strange things. Each one joined with others to form the picture of my life. My earliest memories are of my grandparents. My father was one of the youngest of 11 children. Because he didn't marry until he was 35, my Grandpa King was very elderly when I was born. Grandpa read law for a hobby, and he was so learned that lawyers from all over the southern half of Minnesota came to him for interpretation of the law. His knowledge went far beyond what they had learned in law school.
He died before I reached school age, so he didn't impart any nuggets of legal wisdom to me. But he did teach me about joyful love. He sat on the bank corner with his friends, and each time he saw me coming down the street with my maternal grandmother, he would hold out his arms and call out loudly, "Here comes my princess!"
No.
I would run into his arms, knowing I was someone very special to him. I still remember that feeling. My mother's family was not as physically demonstrative, but they taught me many lessons just by the lives they lived. One of the most important lessons was generosity. They lived it every day in what they did and gave to others. One of the most memorable acts of generosity I didn't witness but learned about only years later. They were the ones who literally gave away two of their three farms to families in need during the Depression. They continued to model that mindset, though in less dramatic ways, for the rest of their lives. My grandmother also taught me about the stoic, move on no matter what, farmer mentality. One day I stood at my back door during a terrific hailstorm, watching my precious garden being completely destroyed. Flowers, vegetables, rhubarb, all shredded and pounded to oblivion.
Jeez.
It really was.
Oh, I mean, that's hard after you all that work you put in.
But to be pounded to oblivion.
Well, I mean, yeah. It can have you seen plants laying on the ground like after a storm? It's very sad.
Those were big hailstones. I was groaning out loud when she stepped up behind me. "Shut the door and come away. We have things to do. This is not the end of the world." Mm. She picked up the one-year-old, took the three-year-old by the hand, and went to the other room to play. In essence, showing me that time spent with these little ones, a permanent, irreplaceable opportunity, was so much more important than the replaceable garden. I can still see her at over 80 years old, lying on the striped rug in the three-year-old's room, playing matchbox cars. She also continued the generous giving pattern she and Granddad had established much earlier, buying me my first formal, a beautiful pink frothy creation, and also purchasing my wedding dress. I was blessed by so many older people in the community who touched my life permanently. The milkman, whose cheerfulness seemed never ending. The lady in the grocery store, who never ever let you go past without a cheerful greeting. And the supervisor of one of the charities I worked with, who also seemed to have a never-ending smile. Imagine my surprise when I was invited to attend a new church, and the first Sunday, there the three of them were, standing together by the fountain in the entranceway. Then there was Pastor Lester. Getting out of my car at church one day, I saw a snake stuck in a hole in the middle of a manhole cover, half in and half out. I wrapped a paper towel around him and tried to pull him out.
Oh, geez.
Dear Lord, you're a kind person.
You notice I didn't touch him. I even went home and got some Crisco oil and rubbed it on him and tried to pull him out.
I don't even know what to say. Go ahead.
It didn't work. When I went into the church, there was Pastor Lester, our pastor emeritus, who just happened to have grown up on the farm. He said he would help me out and walked out to the parking lot with me.
I can see what's coming.
Whipped out a jackknife and sliced that snake in two. He wasn't stuck anymore. I now knew how to handle any such future situation. Of course, there is one of my favorite oldest people, Miss Cutchell. Her contribution? She introduced my children and me to tater tot hot dish. I'd never heard of it until that point. Gosh, that's pretty good to go.
I don't want to say anything because I've never had it.
Oh, you haven't?
So you need to make it or something.
You've never lived till you've had
it. I feel like I'm an outcast. Everybody listening is going to go, "You don't know what tater tot dish is."
Looking back, I realize that I am now older than most of these people were when they contributed to my life. Those individuals who are 10 to 15 years older then would now be pushing 100. I also realize that these things may not seem to be earth-shaking lessons, but they were special to me, and they still are. Each one was a small puzzle piece, though not very big, but very significant, as they all came together to make up the picture of my life. I wonder, Will I be that piece of the puzzle that helps complete the picture of someone else's life? I hope so.
I hope so. You are. I can affirm that. You are helping and assisting us.
I love that imagery you've given us of just, I think back on my life and all the people, the little things, mm-hmm. they're not all big and they just really played in. And the byline, I got to read the byline, Mark. Copyright D.A. Cheshire, used by permission. Award-winning writer D directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir, dannecheshire@gmail.com.
And that's D, D-E-E, Ann, A-N-N, Chesser, C-H-E-S-S-E-R, at gmail.com. Woo! Oh, wow. Well, that's one of the things with Joyce Minkey, our station manager in Springfield. Mm-hmm. At 79 years young, she's taking on that role, the pressures, the complexities of doing many different things, some things that she's never done in the past, but it's kind of setting the bar. Karen and I always laugh because when we haven't entertained retirement, but as we've kind of just talked about it, we thought, with the bar being raised to 79 to take out a position, do we get to ever
just
retire?
Just keep going.
Yeah, so Joyce is one of those that continues to pour into people's lives, as do you, Dee, and all the senior saints.
She is definitely a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Well, I just happen to be 79 also.
Oh,
wow.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Well, you're a very gifted writer, Dee. This is one thing about this paper I have deeply appreciated being part of, and that is so many of my brothers and sisters who are very good at different things like writing, in this case writing, get to have an outlet. They get to do it.
Yes, yes.
I just love that. And, you know, the arts are so special. The theater, the arts, the painting, the writing.
And the storytelling. That's a great contribution that any senior can have, talking about days of old, helping us understand concepts or things or what it was like. And Esther asked me, like,
oh, you know,
Esther
asking you how
I'm
it was
so
in
old.
The old days.
Yeah, what is this like? Did you do that way back then?
Oh,
way
wow.
back in, like, the 70s and 80s? And I'm like, that's not that way back.
But yes, it
like
is.
The
it's
60s
getting there.
And, yeah. So, anyways.
Well, having that outlet, too, is such an important thing. I remember the first time I submitted an article to you, and I was just astounded that you accepted it.
Oh, goodness.
And it's so wonderful to be able to have that outlet. That's a biggie.
Yeah. Well, so important.
We are utilizing your gifts, and we get gifts from our listeners.
We
get notes and words of affirmation and thoughts and other things. And why don't we just read some of these?
I can start.
Yes.
Carol from Milford.
Hey, Carol. Oh, Carol, each and every month writes.
Okay,
appreciate
great.
Her.
This says, "Dear Mark and staff, watching the news is not uplifting these days. It would be nice if they could tell more happy news.
Yeah.
I know that I can listen to Great News Radio and God's work, and the whole world looks entirely different." Thank you for what you do.
Thanks, Carolyn.
I have one from Mike and Vicky in Rantoul.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Vicky.
"You guys are awesome. Stay cool in this hot weather. Blessings on each of you and Great News Radio, Mike and Vicky."
And we're awesome because we represent an awesome God.
I don't feel awesome, but God is awesome.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, he's the only one that deserves to have that term
it's
said
true.
Of anything. Nothing is awesome, really. Only God is awesome.
That is true, but thank you for that sentiment. It's
nice. This comes from Ava from Mount Auburn. And she writes, "I really enjoy In the Market. It keeps me up on what's going on." And it looks like I might have been eating pizza or something at the time when I was reading
okay.
this.
Hey, I'd like pizza. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm always multitasking. So I probably eat pizza, reading these, responding, signing thank yous. Go ahead.
Okay. This is from Mary in Champaign.
Hey, Mary.
"I just love the old songs." That's all she had to say. I like that.
That's
sweet.
Great.
And Nancy from Champaign sends also a brief note. "The programs are amazing."
Ooh, okay. Short and sweet. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
This comes from Marilyn from Williamsville, Illinois. And she lets us know that her husband, Gene, turned 90 in May. So happy 90th birthday, Gene. He's in a care center. And then she writes, "I appreciate listening to encouragement and praise for Jesus. Care and guidance in all of life's up and downs." And she uses a little, what's that little pointer with the arrow pointing up? "All thanks be to God." And so we appreciate your support.
For
and
sure.
these words, Marilyn.
This is from Glenn and Carol in Atwood.
Glenn and Carol.
Thank you.
Guys.
Thank you for your efforts. We appreciate the teachings of especially Charles Stanley, David Jeremiah, and Chuck Swindoll. We hear those names fairly often, Mark, those teachers.
And I have one from Phyllis in Kingman, Indiana.
Oh, Phyllis writes us each and every month, too. She's a senior saint, had a birthday some months ago. I can't remember how old, but she's up there.
Nice. Wow. Thank you.
Keep up the good work for the Lord. You are such a comfort. You are always there for us 24 hours a day. God bless you, Phyllis.
Thanks, Phyllis. Yeah, Lord willing, when the power is always on and the technology and the equipment and everything works together, we're always there.
It's nice when it works.
Yeah. With the 19 frequencies now, though, I've resigned myself to the fact that...
That you're going to live at the towers?
No, generally there's going to always be, within a two-week period, a component breaking down, a lightning strike, internet issue.
Like I just said, you're going to live at the towers.
Yeah. So, I'm now dealing with that, like, yes, this is just how it is, and trying to find enough backup people to call in. So if you ever hear something unusual or not right or your program isn't playing, call in, because with the 19 frequencies, we can't monitor them at all times, all 19 of them. And so if there's distortion or if maybe the right program isn't playing, there can be a lot of facets of what is going wrong or not going right. And so call in. Don't ever hesitate or don't assume that we know what's going on. We usually know what's going on, but don't assume we know everything.
Well, Karen used to keep track of everything, but there's so much now. And here's the thing. This is, I feel like we're one of those local TV stations that has all these tornado weather watchers all over the place, you know? Yeah, and they all are watching all the time.
Actually, we're working on the list. So if you want to be one of those scouts that will call in.
Oh, gosh,
so
I want to be a scout.
So we have people in different towns. Okay. You got to call in when you recognize something is wrong, and that'll alert us.
Okay,
and
you got another one
this,
there.
I'll close out because this says, thanks, Marianne, for the scripture moments.
Oh.
Two favorite. So those are
and
those.
And Jennifer
little,
Gorin, yeah, even though she's not mentioned on that card, she's in those.
Yeah, those are heard throughout the day. Scripture, reciting scripture, and then maybe an opening or why it's important or listen to this and so forth.
Well, thank you.
And she writes,
what's the person?
This is from Marilyn from Tolono.
Thank you, Marilyn.
We talk about her each and every month. She always writes us. Two favorite programs, Haven Today and So What on Sunday mornings at 5:30 a.m. Keep on keeping on, y'all. Thanks.
I like that phrase, keep on keeping on.
Yeah, so that's today's edition of Mark and Friends in Review, our Prime Lifetimes publication. Got the shout-outs with Dee Chesser, and thank you for all your feedback, the time you spent writing us and supporting us. We're 100% listener-supported ministry, so together we do better. So all the pieces fit together, right, Dee?
Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.